Thank you, Jesus. Open your Bibles this morning to Romans chapter 1. Before I get started in the message, first off and foremost, I'm really grateful that the Lord helped us to persevere in the Dayton Muddler yesterday, my wife and I. Amen. I thank him for his grace, his mercy. Amen. I love the summer, but I can't wait as a pastor till summer's over. When everyone gets back to the house, because everybody, so many of you are vacationing and going to places on the weekend. One of the things we have with, we have some young athletes in the congregation, and they're on travel teams. So every weekend, there's games. And I personally don't like travel teams. Hello? I think it's a little overkill, you know. Games all day Saturday and all day Sunday, and you know, sometimes you burn the athlete out instead of helping them, but that's just my personal opinion, and it's on the airwaves now, so I probably have somebody that doesn't like that, but I'm not doing it to hurt anybody's feeling. Dust. You're in here. Thank you. I captured him. Come on. You're caught. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for Dusty's surrender. Dusty, I love you. You know, when I was looking at this, what the Lord wants to speak to us about is blatant disobedience. Basically, when we know to do good and we don't do it. Hello? There won't be any excuse in the day of reckoning for ignorance. Amen? Because God has given us the Spirit, and we know what's right and we know what's wrong. Amen? Does everybody know what's right and what's wrong? Amen? When I was looking at this, he took me to 1 Samuel. The prophet Samuel is coming to King Saul because King Saul was disregarding the word of the Lord. Amen? And Samuel comes to Saul, King Saul, for a word from the Lord in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness, as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he have also rejected thee from being the king." Amen? So today, in Romans chapter 1, and this is where I want to go today, verse number 18. The word of God says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." The title of this morning's message is "The Gross Rebellion." And the three things I want to look at today is to admit, to submit, and to commit, okay? And the reason I do that is so that you can follow, amen? make it simplistic to follow. So let's lift our word together, and can we make a declaration here today? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're so grateful that you sent it to accomplish something in every heart of each and every one that's gathered here today. Your word declares that we shall know the truth, and it's the truth that makes us free. So, Father God, as we speak your word, may it come forth as you called it to. May it accomplish what you sent it to do. And when all is said and done, you will receive all the glory. You receive all the honor. And you will receive all the praise. But we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. What I'm speaking about is, he says first here, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not of as God. In other words, they admitted, given him that place, as not doing what God called him to do. So look with me in James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse number 17. God's word says this: therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. In other words, I'm not saying it. God says it. And God means everything he says. Amen. God is graceful. God is merciful. God is loving. Amen. Amen. So his word is spoken in love. There's no judgment here. God didn't come. He's not here to judge anyone yet. Amen. There's a day when the trumpet shall sound and we will be judged at that time, right now. But right now, his grace is abounding towards you and I. He wants you to understand in James chapter 2, verse number 14. He says this. He says, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say that he have faith and he have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doeth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Amen. In other words, as I am walking with the Lord, there's an outward expression of what's taking place inwardly. Amen. The world needs to see Christ. He needs to see Christ in you and I, and in the body of Christ. And if we're going to reach this world, amen, which he's called us to do. Jesus talked about if you know good you don't do it, and you know it is sin. He speaks about this, and Jesus gives us instructions in Matthew chapter 7. And Matthew 7. I believe I have to order a new mic. Huh? Well, we're not stopping, okay? Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse number 26, he said, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be like unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Amen? I'm sensing a spirit of resistance. God doesn't want to beat anyone up in the room. God loves you so much. He has a plan for your life. And he wants us to know that some of the things that we're doing is leading to destruction and harm. And God's trying to cut something off before it becomes. Amen? Because the wages of sin is death. And I'm not talking about you dying. I'm talking about some separation from God, that those things come. And God wants us to know that, hey, when we know to do right, we don't do it. It's not right. It's sin. And God isn't winking at it. God isn't winking at it. He's given us everything we need to be successful, to walk triumphantly, victoriously. He gave us the Spirit of His Son that lives inside of you and I. And if you are in Christ Jesus, you can do all things through Christ that gives you strength. Amen. In other words, you stop relying on your own ability and you rely on God's ability in and through you. It's when it's His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Amen. And God has said, we just can't keep on doing the same thing and expect something different. Some of us are waiting for blessings and opportunities, and we're not even keeping God's word. You want to walk in the blessings and the favor of God, walk according to His word. Then He'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing where there's not room to bear. Amen. Amen. We get it. We do it according to His plan. He didn't say, I can go outside and make my own plan. Amen. He said, if you go with my plan, I'll take care of you, man. Hallelujah. Amen. And He will. He knew. The Lord will provide for each and every one of our needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. He's our supply. And what He is saying is, we can't omit those things. We can't leave those things out and expect things to be differently. I believe sometimes when I get into a jam, and people get into a jam, and they start praying, Lord, why did you let this happen to me? Lord, why did you do this to me? And God said, I didn't do it to you. I gave you a way. I gave you an avenue. But you chose your own way. You chose your own avenue, and this is the outcome. Amen. In other words, God says you want Him to meet you where you're at. God says that He wants you to meet Him where He's at. Amen. It's a two-way street. Amen. This isn't a one-way road. It works both ways. Amen. Amen. And he says, when I fail to do what's right, then all of a sudden what I'm doing is I'm submitting to my own imagination. Let me tell you something. My imagination, your imagination can take you some crazy places. Hello? Hello? Turn with me to Genesis chapter 6. This is to submit. In other words, we're walking in our own imaginations. In other words, we're not following the word. We're not following the Lord. With Noah, he spared his family, but he destroyed the entire earth and the inhabitants thereof. Amen? Thank God for the rainbow that He's never going to destroy it with a flood again or with water, but fire is coming. Whereas some of which they had the water. You know, he says in Genesis 6:5, and God saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. You know, the imagination can really be evil. The imagination can take us places. Solomon says something in Proverbs 6, if you look with me in Proverbs 6. Proverbs 6. Verse number 16. The Word of God says, these six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord amongst the brethren. God just didn't say that he didn't like those sayings, that he hates them. Amen? And what he was saying to me is, look with me in Jeremiah chapter 23. Verse 25. Are you with me? The Word of God says, I have heard what the prophets said. They prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forsake my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal, or they started worshiping the creation versus the creator. The prophet that have a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that have my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat? Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rocks in pieces? Therefore, behold, I'm against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I'm against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I'm against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, I do tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. You know, the Lord is saying that in the vain imaginations that came up, when you submit to the imagination and it doesn't align to the Word of God, that you commit sin. In other words, what we admit is when we admit God's word and we don't go along with his word and we submit to our imagination, let me say something to you. There's lying and deceit that's going across this nation. And now we're living in a time where people are talking against the word of God. Men and women are standing up in the pulpit saying God isn't bothered with this anymore. And it's a lie from the pits of hell. It's not the truth. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will not change. He will not change. In other words, if somebody is saying something to you and it doesn't align with the Word of God, it's not from him. And if it's not from him, it's from the adversary. Amen. There's only two kingdoms that we're dealing with. We're dealing with the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And God, it says, in him is no darkness at all. All. Not a little bit, not some. He said there's no darkness at all. He says in Ephesians chapter 4. Honey, order me a mic. That Thank you, sugar. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 17. He says, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart." In other words, he says to us in our text today, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. In other words, when they admitted the truth, they submitted to their imagination, and they committed darkness. In other words, he says to you and I today, look with me in Matthew chapter 6. I'm a follower of Jesus. Anybody else in the room? Jesus says this in Matthew chapter 6, verse number 22. He said, "For the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." Singularly looking towards him and towards his word. "But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee it be darkness, how great is the darkness." Amen? He's talking about it, our imaginations being carried away. When Jesus said the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him without anything. Without him was not anything made that was made. And it was the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Darkness really doesn't want to have fellowship with the light. And the light shouldn't want to have fellowship with the darkness. I don't know about you, but there's something in the natural. When I see this in the natural, if it was 10 o'clock at the night, okay, and the lights were off in this sanctuary, amen, it would be full of darkness. But when the light came on, what had to flee? Darkness did not remain in the room. Darkness fled by the appearance of the light. God wants you to let you, says that, "Let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory." But Jesus said this in John chapter 3, verse number 19. Jesus said this, he said, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. God is saying that's the condemnation. He says in verse number 21, "But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." And in other words, if it's darkness, God doesn't have a part of that. God is light, right? Amen? So what does he say to you and I, if you would look with me in Romans chapter 13. How many study their word here? Let me see your hands. Do you look at your word? Do you study your word? Do you read your word? Does the Lord, when you read your word, do you get convicted? Hello? You know, no one's arrived. Amen? Amen? God deals with devils on so many different levels. Okay? Amen? And he takes us from glory to glory. He takes us, we're being transformed by the renewing of our minds. And our minds are renewed by the word. So when the Lord speaks to me, when I was studying this, oh, the Lord dealt with me all kinds of areas. And you know what? God never showed me anything in anyone in this room. Hello? So God didn't say, I want you to pick out the sin in this person, and I want you to get the sin in that person. No. God wants you to know that his word is all-inclusive. It's for everyone. And the thing about it is, everybody sins differently. And God says to you and I, let's not look down at someone because they sin differently than you do. Hello? God didn't call us to judge anyone. Jesus said, I didn't even come to judge, but the Father is coming to judge. And we'll be judged according to his word. Amen? Many of us would not may lose your salvation, but our works will be tried by fire. Our works will be tried to see what they were done for. Were they done for self or were they done for his glory? And some will just turn up as hay and stubble. The Bible says they just burn up, poof. And some that stay will be precious metals of gold and whatever that carried through the fire. And God wants everyone to know and understand that he has more in store for you than what you're witnessing in your life right now. He's El Shaddai. He's more than enough. Amen. He isn't just barely. He's more than enough. That speaks about overabundance. Amen. I serve a God that keeps giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. But in Romans 13, here's what I want you to get a hold of in verse number 11. He says this, so it's important for you to get a hold of this. He says, and that knowing the time that we're in the last days. Are you hearing me? That now it is time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness and in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So what the Lord is saying to you and I in closing today is simply this. In 1 John chapter 1, in closing, thank you. In 1 John chapter 1. Are you with me? Verse number 5. He says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. I believe what the Lord is just saying to you, each and every one of us today, is unconfessed is possessed. And he tells us to confess our faults one to another and pray for one another. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I'm not here today in closing to take inventory with anybody. That's between you and the Lord. You know, but what he's saying to you and I is simply this. When we admit the truth of God's word and submit to our imagination, darkness comes in. And we end up committing sin. Omission will bring submission. Submission will bring commission. But God has come to set the captive free. Amen. You know, this is healing somebody, and there's no greater healing than to say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Not my will. And if there's an area in your life where you need help, the helper is here to help. He said, if you'll call on me, I not only will hear you, but I'll answer you. And I'll show you great and mighty things that you didn't know before. That's not in the King James Version. That's in the Carl English Version. Hello? God wants you to know today that he loves you. He has a plan in every life in the room. But he loves you so much, he wants to take you to another level. Amen? By his grace, by his mercy, and by his love. Bow your heads and let us pray.